We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yet another winner, ladies and gentlemen. That, of course, will be Themis Claridis, who is the minority leader in the Connecticut House. So what have you been doing with all your off time?
Well, I got a little bit of a break. I was fortunate enough to be named to an executive board of this international Greek-American... Greek elected officials organization that's got Greek elected officials from all over the world. Canada, South Africa, Australia, England. Wow. So it was very exciting to be where my grandparents came from. And we had our sessions and our meetings in the Hellenic Parliament, which was just...
Man. That sounds really fun. I've yet to go to Greece, and obviously I should. And you say it's a pretty good time.
It is. I mean, it was, you know, certainly fun, and the weather was amazing, but it was just, you know, to be where your ancestors came from and to have that pride in that, but actually try and do good things. I mean, for example, in Greece, if you are registered to vote in Greece,
yes,
you have to be physically there to vote. Even if you're in the military, somewhere.
Wow.
You can vote. So, I mean, those are kind of initiatives and policies we get involved in to try and make a difference.
And I would say when it comes to democracy, they probably have more experience than we do.
Yeah, we know a little bit about it.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about what is going on here. Speaking of democracy, if you take a look at what is going on, the story I get, Themis, what's the latest you hear? All right. I hear the governor and the legislature, they're trying to work together, maybe a compromise. Where are you on this, and what do you know is going on?
Are you asking me about tolls?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure there's a bunch of things going on right now because we're preparing to go into a veto override session on Monday, too, so that's worth talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry,
So as far as tolls go, I mean, to answer your first question, are you trying to work together? We always try and work together. I mean, and I know that's not the perception of politics, but clearly we believe that working together gets the best result for the state of Connecticut, evidenced by 2 years ago doing a bipartisan budget. This particular issue, we don't agree on. And I got a call on Monday from a few reporters saying, so what do you think about the new toll proposals? I go, what new toll proposals? And they said, you know, possibly truck only, possibly, you know, project only. I said, what do you mean the new ones? I go, those are the old ones.
Oh.
What they're basically, I mean, if you remember, Governor Lamont ran on a trucks only proposal.
Right.
And so at this point, because they can't get the votes on tolls, they're just recycling old ideas. And what my fear right now is that you put in one toll, that's the opening for 20, 30, 40, 50 tolls. And that's not something I can support. We cannot support that. My position has not changed. You know, there is more money taken out of your pocket on a daily basis.
Ugh.
You've heard me say it time after time. This is a money grab, a revenue grab. If you cannot borrow a lot of money and you cannot spend a lot of money, yet tell me somehow you need more money from me, citizen of Connecticut, out of my pocket, it just doesn't make sense.
By the way, Themis Claridis is with. I just want to make sure everybody knew. I do want to talk about what goes on next week. But very quickly, I also heard something about the paid family medical leave thing that was going on. And apparently right now it's, what, half of 1%, something like that, out of your paycheck. But apparently there is no cap as to how high it can go.
Let's just remember something. Whatever a bill says, when we pass it, when we say we will never do something or we'll always do something in a bill, that is only as good as the next legislature.
Well,
we change bills and policies and laws all the time. So this year, we took up paid family medical leave. Most of us support the idea of paid family medical leave.
Yes, I agree.
I strongly do. We came up with a proposal, the House and Senate Republicans, for paid family medical leave that allows you, the consumer to choose whether, A, you want it or not, and, B, what type of policy you want. Exactly the same thing you do with your health care.
Right.
A 25-year-old single person does not have the same needs as a 50-year-old family of four.
Exactly.
So we directed the insurance commissioner to come out with different products that people can choose from, because we don't believe a mandatory payroll tax, which is what the law now says,
right,
you're going to get half a percent taken out of your payroll.
Right.
And they will tell you that'll never change. Their original proposal was that can go up if the fund becomes insolvent. Now, we all know the fund is going to become insolvent at some point sooner than later.
Yeah.
And so everybody freaked out, and we said, oh, so the labor commissioner just has basically unilateral authority to just increase that. So the administration and the Democrats said, no, it'll always stay at 0.5%, but your benefits can be diminished.
God.
All right, so what is the difference, right? So you're going to pay more money, get less benefits, pay less money, get more. But what the bottom line is, this is an open door to take more money out of your pocket.
Right. Because
once again, the governor's office and the Democrats who run the legislature cannot manage their money.
Did you think seriously about just staying in Greece?
I did, and they're not doing so hot either.
I know.
But when you choose Greece over here, you know you have a problem.
All right. Hey, Themis, I wish we could talk more, but the special session, we'll watch it next week. Thank you much for your time.
Thanks, Greg. Great talking to you.
Yeah, welcome back. 828.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.